This is the Alive and Well Naturals Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show. Do we have an exciting show for you? We've got an exciting show for you, so listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. That says it. We're the Fanatic Organics, and we have Alive and Well there for you. An incredible array of magnificent proteins, vitamins, nutrients, herbals, all kinds of combinations, terrific prices, organic, no pesticides, no toxics, and none of those things. And all of that is there hand in hand with our buddy, our darling, our sweet broth cafe at Alive and Well. Remember, as we've said before, broad spectrum broth. It's not just a broth. It's all the wonderful, magnificent menu of combinations, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you want wild fish, or organic chicken, organic meats. All those choices are there for you at the Broth Cafe. Poison-free, beautiful, lovely setting in the air conditioning, everything very comfortable.
And delicious.
Delicious and wonderful. Say it again.
Really yummy. So I don't have to, when we say broth, I've said this many times, but broth doesn't really say what's happening at the broth. Broth is really kind of a watered-down slurp. Okay, I'm not at Alive and Well. At Alive and Well, you get really broth. The very essence of all the vegetables and the minerals and enzymes that are in natural, whole organic food is brought succulently to your tongue with the Broth Cafe. And along with, as Mona says, vegetarian, we got it. Chicken, we got it. Beef, we got it.
Organic. And we are so grateful to the local Maui organic farmers, because every day we get in that magnificent produce, and then we're using all of those wonderful vegetables as part of our different dishes. And also, every single day, we have a concentrated, we have a magnificent juicer, very high concentration, and all of those vegetables, many, many, many of them, are juiced so and put in glass bottles for your choices, but they're wonderful. It's all there at Alive and Well. And let us not forget, when we're thinking about all of these heavenly foods and all the heavenly juices, there's another wonderful elixir of heaven called Vortex.
Water.
Vortex.
It's called water.
Vortex water, not just any water. Vortex water.
Water V, Vortex water. It's spring fresh water, right from your tap, if you so desire, a home water process. But the Vortex water is right from our tap in the kitchen and in the living room, if you will, in the main room. You can bring your empty jugs of glass bottles and fill up with Vortex water. It's 1 gallon, a half a gallon, or 5 gallons, or even more. Enormous containers people bring in to fill up with the Vortex water. Because it is ultraviolet light purified, it is activated carbon filtering system purified. It is Vortex chamber. Aha!
And free of any hormones, heavy metals, pesticides, pesticides, none of those things.
And the Vortex chamber is where the water molecules, water is created. I wish I could make water.
I know.
I wish I was a biochemist. Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, it's a divine. It's a divine thing.
Yeah,
plant,
but just
definitely.
Combining the right amount of hydrogen and the right amount of oxygen.
Very high oxygen.
And you get a substance called water.
Right, okay? But it's Vortex.
And that's Vortex, because the Vortex act reactivates the hydrogen and the oxygen components in the water, making it super absorbable, really efficient slurping, most delicious water in the world.
And you know what? And it's so high in the oxygen and the hydrogen. And remember, I never forget this, because it really raises our oxygen saturation in our blood. And in 1938, this doctor, very, very famous, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine, highest prize, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And those two are positively supported in Vortex water. very, very high content.
And what do they
give, that's really wonderful.
What do they give the word hydration?
Hydration.
Yeah.
Well,
hydration is when we have the right balance of hydrogen, and oxygen. That's the right purified, beautiful, natural water.
Isn't that wonderful? And you know, let us start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications, doctor's area. We're sharing information about what doctors have learned, whether holistic or not, have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. We are sharing that information with you. And I'm gonna start by sharing right now, and I'm applauding this doctor right here. His name is Austin Perlmutter, MD. And this is very important information, and you need to realize this so that you can do something positive about your life and the ones you love. And this is what he's saying. This is the title of his article. This invisible thing kills your memory, mood, and more. Kills. And he's talking about the brain. And he says, did you know that the choices you make each day either increase or decrease your risk for brain disease? Now, more than ever before, science is showing us that this is the case, and one of the big factors at play, and he underlines this and highlights, is inflammation. Many common lifestyle habits, says the doctor, have been linked to higher levels of inflammation, which when left unchecked is devastating to your brain. The good news is, he says, you have the power to lower the impact inflammation has on your brain with the choices you make each day. We'll get into that. And here's what the doctor summarizes. Austin Perlmutter, MD. It seems to be the case that many of the things we now see as normal are actually driving chronic inflammation in our bodies and brains. That inflammation wreaks havoc on our memory, mood, energy levels, and more. And, you know, speaking of inflammation, you've talked of this so often, Dennis. I'm proud of you for that, because we have this major article, a new article from Russell Blaylock, MD. And he says here,
Inflammation is fire.
Fire, that's right.
It is fire in the... And use your imagination. Try to find something so tiny that you can't see it. And you put it under a microscope and it comes alive with all kinds of activity going on within its parameters. But the increased inflammation burns it up. Well, if that little piece of poof called a cell is in your brain, goodbye. If it's in your eyes, that's why diabetics go blind. The sugar creates so much inflammation, it burns up the optic capabilities of your eyes, and it burns up your toes. And you have amputations of toes and feet and legs and fingers and whatever else it might be, but it's the inflammation. What creates the inflammation are really excessive non-food items, okay?
Right, that's right.
The sugars, the added sugar to anything, the added chemicals and colorings and all kinds of industrial strength stuff that's added to our food creates inflammation.
And the toxic choices, even like those toxic oils, which he gets into here. And his article, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, top doctor, don't let hidden inflammation impair your brain. I'll give this to you in a minute, Dan, and he starts by saying the root cause of brain problems. And here's, I'm quoting the doctor, the concept of excitotoxicity.
Highly excited, hyper-excited.
Toxic. Cell death and ensuing, that's reactions, is relatively new in the field of neuroscience. And even many practicing neurologists and neurosurgeons, and he is, Russell Blaylock is one, but those others, he's saying, know little if anything about the process. Yet it is crucial to the discussion of the brain. The study of this important process began when neuroscientist John Olie came across an article written in 1957 by an ophthalmology resident. And this resident conducted an experiment with the food additive MSG to see if it would improve vision in animals. And he was talking about here that the glutamate might provide fuel for the retina, but rather than protecting the retina, the doctors found out that this glutamate caused widespread destruction of the nerve cells in the eyes of the test subjects.
It's called monosodium glutamate.
Dr. Olney reported the study 10 years later, found that MSG not only destroyed the nerve cells of the retina, the eyesight, it also damaged very important parts of the brains. Okay? And then he goes on to say, Olney noticed that MSG caused the brain cells to fire electrical impulses very rapidly until eventually they died. He named this process of cell death excitotoxicity, referring to the electrically excited state of the neurons and the poisoning effect of this process, toxicity. Can you read some of the things excitotoxicity affects in many aspects of brain health? Okay.
Here we go, folks. Word for word, just as the doctor wrote it. Excitotoxicity affects many aspects of overall brain health, such as brain aging, brain injury, strokes, infections of the nervous system, mood disorders, addictions, developmental malformation of the brains, neurodegenerative diseases. These are all
the things
God.
Caused by this excitotoxicity
and, it goes
and
on
the
to say,
toxic substances.
Excitotoxicity explains how many poisons, such as pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, and other brain toxic substances cause their damage. And here it goes on later on in the article. Here, you read this part.
Yeah, well, you know, he says here about this excitotoxicity is now suspected to be a major player in brain infections, autoimmune brain diseases like multiple sclerosis, he says, mercury poisoning, aluminum toxicity, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's disease, ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Huntington's disease, and then he defines it, immunotoxicity, immunoexcitotoxicity. I mean, you have better at those pronunciations.
And not only are these all in our food.
No.
The genetically modified organisms, the food industry with the colorings and the flavorings and the elastin, all kinds of junk they add to the food to make it more palatable to you.
So-called palatable.
But
poison.
The nutritional content is sacrificed for the saleability of the product. Not only do we get it from the food industry, but get this, the government also sprays the air with aluminum. Why? Well, it's environmentally knowledgeable to do that because you're going to reflect all the excessive sun rays back into space because sun causes cancer. Look out, you're going to die of cancer if you get in the sun.
Liar, liar.
So you got to, if you breathe the air, you're getting those toxins into your body. What do they do to your body? They, whether you eat them or you drink them or whether you inhale them from the Environmental Protection Agency, you're creating mayhem and havoc in your body, in your brain,
right,
in every cell.
And Russell Blaylock says, inflammation creates a vicious cycle, as you were saying, Dan. This chronic smoldering brain inflammation has a number of negative effects on brain function. But he goes on into specifics. It dramatically increases levels of free radicals. There are terrorists. Think of destructive terrorists. And lipid fat peroxidation products, which prevent the ability of the brains to make energy. The principal source of this vital energy, you're going to love this, Dan, is mitochondria, the small energy factors within every cell that supply 95% of all energy.
Did you hear that?
Yes, and the brain, he says,
did you hear that?
Listen.
Every cell.
Then he says the brain requires more energy than any other organ, he underlines this, consuming 25% of all of that. And okay, even though it makes up only 5% of body weight, the brain requires more energy than any other organ. And then he says on and on that as we age, our mitochondria lose their ability to produce energy. But okay, and when you have the damaging effects of excitotoxicity, that's a vicious cycle that robs the brain.
The inflammation.
And that's what he says. The age-related rise in brain glutamate and inflammation explain why depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and suicide are more common even as we get older.
Let me just say, and here, it isn't a matter of lack of drugs, which are supposed to relieve the symptoms of all of those ill health scenarios. It isn't the lack of drugs that creates them. It's the chemicals and the inflammatory agents that are we ingest and breathe that creates all those problems.
That's what I want you to read, exactly what he's saying here. Would you read that from excessive inflammation?
And they create the excessive inflammation, which is fire.
Okay? Right ahead.
He goes on to say, remember that this brain inflammation is like a smoldering fire, and like a campfire that's smoldering can suddenly rise up into roaring flames. At age 50, the risk of developing Alzheimer's is less than 1%. However, at age 65, it climbs to 2 or 3%. And by age 75, the risk of Alzheimer's disease is 15 to 20%. After 80, the risk is almost 50% chance of coming down with dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and all kinds of mental confusion, okay? Why? Because the mitochondria are being destroyed. The mitochondria you have in your brain when you're young are no longer there. The young mitochondria have become older, and the older they get, the more turnover there is. They disappear, and the creation of new mitochondria is not as easy as it is when you're young. So the mitochondria you get when you're 80 are not as volatile and vigorous and youthful as they are when you're 18. But by using the nutrients help create new, vital, youthful mitochondria.
And he's talking about all those chemicals and poisons and everything else that create a state of brain inflammation.
Well, that's
all
what we just discussed, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But how do you get the new mitochondria?
And one of the things that is said right here, okay, one of the things, he's also saying the chemicals that we're exposed to. It has been estimated, says the doctor, that 100,000 chemicals have been added to the environment.
100,000.
And most of which have never been tested for safety. And we know, says the doctor, that these chemicals trigger immunoexcitotoxicity in the brain. Commonly used chemicals stored in millions of garages, sprayed on lawns, golf courses, and farms every day. These chemicals are found in the bodies of people in every part of the world. Recent studies have shown that the pesticide rotenone, or rotenone, and the fungicide marich activate inflammatory cells in the parts of the brain linked to Parkinson's and cause these to release those excitotoxins, substance. Farmers using these agents have higher incidence of neurodegenerative diseases, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. Stay away from toxic metals. Viruses can hide in the brain, and he also talks about how vaccinating elderly, especially elderly people, with all these new vaccines, such as pneumococcal and the yearly flu, that neither of these vaccinations reduces any hospitalization, death, or pneumonia.
Yet there is that little boom.
Studies have shown that neither of these vaccines reduces hospitalizations, death, or pneumonia. Yet there is compelling evidence that these vaccinations increase the risk of developing neurodegenerative disorders.
And who writes this propaganda? Who wrote that? Dr. Who?
This is Dr. Blaylock reporting about it.
That's what I'm saying.
Reporting.
People who are the vaccine industry says that's propaganda.
That's okay? They lie to you.
Selling vaccines.
That's right.
And to go back for the very recent history of the fraud that was perpetrated upon everybody of the COVID-19. How many people who got the vaccines died faster than those who didn't get the vaccine?
All the time it's being discussed, all the time, even on television with reporters.
And then you end up with long COVID, which is it's COVID for a long duration of time.
Yes.
But the vaccines are not immune boosters. And that's where holistic physicians and holistic medicine comes into the picture. You want something that's going to create an immune system. The drugs reduce symptoms the drugs do not create new life.
Right. And, you know, just one of the major things that he says, this is very much what you have said over and over, Dennis, exactly. We were on the same page with him. And he says the average person is eating foods cooked in harmful vegetable oils, including corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, peanut oil, soybean oil, canola oil. And he has this highlighted. People are often shocked when I, that's the doctor speaking, include canola on the list of bad oils, but it belongs there. All of these oils, say the doctor, worsen brain and spinal cord injuries and increase the risk of Alzheimer's.
Why? How? Because they create inflammation. Inflammation, fire. Inflammation burns. What does it burn? Your brain. What does it burn? Your central nervous system. What else does it burn? Your eyes. What else does it burn? Your liver, your kidneys. That's inflammation. Those oils, those commercial oils, and they're called commercial oils for a reason, because they're cheap, they're easy to use, they're in all restaurant foods. Go to a restaurant and ask them if you're having breakfast and you're having a couple of fried eggs, what do they fry the eggs in?
Right.
Canola oil,
Sure.
safflower,
and
soy,
those deep fat fried things
even,
you see on TV.
Or even better, pure vegetable
so
oil.
So-called.
Right?
Yeah. And another thing, he brings right up here what you said many times, the dangers of sugar. Another pair of culprits in our diet are the sugar and high glycemic foods, which convert to sugar easily. White rice, potatoes, he goes on this. Mm-hmm. And here he highlights again, Americans consume massive amounts of sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup. This sugar is consumed, it becomes a very strong toxin, increasing inflammation throughout the body, but especially in the brain. He yep. highlights soy as a bad player in that too. Okay, so he goes on, and then he goes ahead to say you have to take the nutrients. To get away, diet is the key to protecting your brain and the right nutrients, right?
Well, the diet, the food availability, the foods that are available are all processed. The super processed, forget the word super, if they're processed, they have all the poisons, the inflammatory agents added to them. And the nutritional content is holistic physicians say, is 90% less nutrition bite for bite. Every mouthful of food is 90% less nutritious than it was 50, 60 years ago.
Right, and he really makes the point right at the top of the chart that one of the most important nutrients to stop inflammation in the brain in any way and to stop and to reduce immunoexcitotoxicity that he's talking about is a high absorption form of curcumin.
Boy, oh baby.
And that's exactly why we had the top specialist put the highest absorption is 1,000 to 2,000% higher absorption form of curcumin.
In pain power. Pain power puts out the fire. It has the power to put out fire.
No side effects whatsoever.
And no side effects. And it was formulated for us specifically. Nobody else has this product. It was formulated for us specifically by a holistic physician who is a biochemist who said by using this form of curcumin along with natokinase and serrapeptidase and amla.
Natural enzymes.
All natural enzymes which help to digest and absorb the vital nutrients contained. And it puts out the inflammation. And guess what? Putting out the inflammation reduces the pain, reduces the inconvenience, reduces the brain fog, reduces the elbow and the thumbs and the fingers and the toes and the knees. It reduces the fire, and that fire is the creator of the pain.
Right.
But pain power is the knockout punch for pain.
Saved my life, your daughter too, and a zillion other people all the time. And he goes on to say the importance of the purest form of fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
The DHA and the EPA are the major omega-3 lipids in the brain, powerful anti-inflammatory properties, and directly inhibits excitotoxicity and microglial
Microglial.
Microglial. Very good on the activation.
It's a hard G.
Very, very. And he says, get a very high concentration and a very high purity.
Well, that's what you get at Alive and Well with our fish oil product. It is high in the DHA, which is the most important of the
exactly
oils.
Exactly what he says.
DHA is the highest potency, and the EPA, of course. But there's no vegetable oils
none
in it.
None of that garbage.
Okay.
None
vegetable
of that.
Oils.
And no chemicals.
Are omega 6. And omega 6, you notice that whistle?
Yeah. Six. Yeah. Whistles, you know.
Yeah, whistle
okay,
my
it's
teeth.
Whistling, it got my attention.
Okay.
Yes. And
but the omega 6 is inflammatory.
That's
and where
right.
is that? Safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, vegetable oils, nut oils. In any amount, they create excessive inflammation.
Right.
And that inflammation is just waiting for pain power to come along to put it out.
Right. And he goes, he loves just what I love because it gave me my kids and my grandkids. I've told that story often, natural vitamin E, and he talks about that. From the plant extract, not the synthetic that many places sell, has been shown to reduce inflammation and excitotoxicity. And don't forget also, just exactly what Dr. Shute, the famous doctor from Canada, said, enables the liver to detoxify excess estrogen that caused tumors. I had a massive tumor when I was 22. They wanted a large orange, small grapefruit, have to take it out right away, and your uterus, or you're going to be dead in 6 months, right after we got married. But I knew about the work of Dr. Shute, took the natural vitamin E, and in 6 weeks, 7 weeks, all that tumor disappeared, and I had my kids and my grandkids. Thank you, Dr. Shute. Thank you, God.
And thank you, Dennis.
And thank you, Dennis.
Yes, okay. Let's go. Don't forget the main contributor here.
Okay. And okay. Don't forget also, Den, that one of the things that he talks about here is the quercetin, which he says, this is a powerful quercetin, which is the natural bioflavonoid and the coloring matter of plants, is a powerful anti-inflammatory that inhibits NFKB activation, thereby suppressing inflammation and excitotoxicity, quercetin.
Mm-hmm. Quercetin
and
is so...
We have those combinations.
Along with the vitamin C...
That's what he said.
...and the bioflavonoids, okay?
Yes, he says all about high-dose vitamin C, definitely.
Okay, but again, let's go back to Dr. Siegel. Do you have a second for Dr. Siegel?
Talk about Dr. Siegel.
Dr. Siegel, in the depths of the depression of the COVID disaster... Dr. Siegel was being interviewed on television. I may have told you this story before, but it's so basic. And I've seen Dr. Siegel on television many times. He's a drug head doctor. It's drugs, 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 drugs for every situation. But this time, he was being interviewed in regards to the COVID vaccine and the COVID infections. And the announcer was high anxiety about he was sure he was going to die of COVID. And what are we going to do, doctor? We've got to do something. What can we do? And Dr. Siegel said, listen, we are created with an innate immune function. Fortify what you have. And the guy says, what do you mean? He says, take quercetin. And what's quercetin? It's an anti-inflammatory. It's a decongestant. It opens up your lungs and your sinuses. It helps to kill viruses, along with vitamin C and vitamin D3.
Absolutely.
And zinc. And those four components in your body create natural killer cells.
Amen.
And the guy says, I don't want to kill you. Yes, you do. You want to kill
the
viruses
guys.
And the bacteria and the yeast and
That's
the fungus
right.
and all the things that contribute to degeneration and disease in your body.
That's right. And you know, he says about the vitamin C, aside from being an important antioxidant, vitamin C, I didn't know this, vitamin C increases brain dopamine levels. Now, it doesn't mean it makes you dope. Listen to the rest of it. Increases brain dopamine levels, improving mood and motivation. Dopamine is the feel-good hormone in the brain, feel-good hormone. It also supplies energy to the brain and inhibits excitotoxicity, all right? And he's recommending, you know, continued doses up to like the 3,000 or more a day. I'm the same believer on that, the same
well, more
believer.
More than that, the Nobel Prize winner for Dr. Linus Pauling.
Definitely. He went way up there.
He had astronomical numbers of vitamin C.
Yeah, okay. I took that when they said I couldn't nurse my 1 year, 1 month old baby anymore because I had terrible breast infection and a fever. And they wanted to put me in a hospital and give me antibiotics massively. And that's when we used the natural vitamin C. And my mother gave me vegetable juices, green juices along with it, and 1,000 milligrams every hour. And in a couple hours, I had normal temperature, felt terrific. My breasts are normal, and my mother said,
"Your mother said,
nurse that baby." They told me not to, and I continued for a long time because I was a member of
La Leche League,
which of course means the breast in another language. But that's terrific, and we can't leave that topic without the report of Dr. Mercola, MD, promoting one tremendous immune health. Okay. Promote your, and this is the title of it, with all kinds of clinical trials backing it up. Promote your body's production of master antioxidant glutathione naturally with NAC to protect your cells and tissues. That's the title. Essential for producing what is your body's most important antioxidant, N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, has been discovered for its ability to protect your liver. It's been known for that a long time. And cells, as well as supporting healthy insulin secretion, respiratory, immune health, especially when that health is challenged.
And how does it do that?
Okay. And here it says right here, why don't you read how it does it? Right here.
All right.
Right there.
I can
go
do
right
that.
Ahead. By this is all medical reports reported by Dr. Mercola, MD.
Here we go, folks.
Right at the top.
Word for word, just as he wrote it. N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, allows your body to naturally produce glutathione. Aha!
Glutathione.
Your body's master antioxidant, which is essential for optimal immune function and metabolic health, as well as for your body's proper metabolism of vitamin D3.
And remember when glutathione originally came out, it was quenching free radicals. That's just, think of all the terrorists, the free radicals doing massive destruction. Glutathione quenched them, got rid of them, eliminated them.
Free radicals are the epitome of inflammation.
Right, terrorism.
NAC, the doctor goes on to say, provides ongoing support for your body's normal detoxification process and the healthy inflammatory response, while also helping your body produce and effectively use antioxidants to help protect against free radical and oxidative, hyperoxidative damage to your cells and tissues. What could be more concise than
right.
that?
Right. And remember how Dr. Siegel, just about every day, when everybody was terrified and with all the COVID news every single day, and he came out and said, the most important thing you can do for the health of your lungs is NAC.
Right.
And one of the main definitions forever that has been eliminates abnormal excessive mucus congestion. And Dr. Siegel made the point, too, that we've said for years, and I'm glad he brought it out. He says it prevents the thing that causes the death from pneumonia and these viruses, et cetera, that hit the lungs, is the death of the breathing cells. He says NAC prevents the death of the alveoli, the cells
alveoli.
That breathe alveoli, A-L-V-E-O-L-I, in the lungs and keeps them healthy and strong and prevents their inflammation. Beside all the things it does for the liver and for the, it's been main thing used in the hospital to restore liver function and kidney function, particularly the number one cause of liver failure is Tylenol and the over-the-counter, the NSAIDs, okay, even more
all
so than drugs. Alcoholism, which
all
is number
drugs
two.
Have negative effects.
Yeah,
on
but
the
those are the most
I'd like to hear my testimonial, my personal testimonial about how NAC saved my life. I'm not going to repeat it on the air again because I've said it so many times, but if you've never heard it, come into the store. Say, Dan, what's with you and the NAC? And I can give you a very exciting story about how NAC saved my life.
That's
okay?
Right. Definitely. And he goes, and here's the thing that in the medical reports by Dr. Mercola, when talking about glutathione and the NAC, and then he says here, it is crucial for your liver's well-being and all the clinical, just what we were saying.
It normalizes all liver enzymes.
But that's not all, says the doctor with the clinical trials listed. Your brain, lungs, joints, skin, eyes, and every system in your body requires glutathione to function properly, and the main regenerator of glutathione is NAC. It is a must for your immune system, he says, as your immune cells work best when they have the correct balance. And as you age, he says, oh, don't we know about that? Your body's ability to produce glutathione declines, and many contaminants and environmental toxins and drugs cause the lack of glutathione, okay? And so then on and on, and researchers have discovered that your levels of glutathione determine how well your body responds when you become sick. With low levels of glutathione, you're more likely to be hospitalized and die compared to someone with higher levels. And then he goes on, and in fact, he said, and he highlights and gives a whole list of studies. The level of glutathione in your cells actually predicts how long you will live. Oh my God,
did you hear that? Did you hear that last little bon mot? The level of glutathione in your cells determines the length of your life. But people are given drugs for a liver condition, drugs for this and drugs for that. But drugs, as I've said ad nauseum, drugs do reduce symptoms, but drugs don't restore life. What? Why? Because the drug industry is the drug industry. And the nutrition that your body needs is not made from drugs. It's made from the little microscopic pieces of poof, little cells that your body can utilize to create new life in every invisible cell in your body.
Right, and he goes on, you know, about, he says another interesting finding that if vitamin D blood levels are low, your glutathione will be low too. Hundreds of studies show that low levels of vitamin D3 seriously jeopardize your health, especially your cellular, immune, and metabolic health. And okay, and he goes on about the importance of, and he says other ways too that to support that how NAC supports your health. Can you read this here? Researchers have found that NAC does more than just replenish glutathione within your cells. NAC is a powerful antioxidant on its own, providing tremendous benefits in these additional areas. Can you read that?
Additional areas, I can read.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Again, folks, just as the doctor wrote it, NAC supports a normal inflammatory response through its influence on genes involved with your body's inflammatory response. Your body has a natural inflammatory response, but drugs don't enhance that. What enhances that are the nutrients, okay? Support, and NAC supports normal, healthy insulin sensitivity and metabolic health. Well, we're talking about diabetes.
That's
and high
right.
blood sugar.
Calming that down and stabilizing the insulin.
Does insulin solve the problem of diabetes? No. It helps to lower the blood sugar, but that's not creating new life in all the metabolic functions of your body, which use the sugar. Supports respiratory health, especially your lungs and airways.
That's
NAC.
Right.
And protects issues and cells from the effects of oxidative stress from exercise. Exercise is very important, and you should get out and walk and do some exercise every day because your body needs the exercise.
And that's
but excessive it can be detrimental.
And okay? That's preventing the detrimental effect of that.
Support and NAC supports normal, healthy cellular growth and development. That's just what it says.
Just okay? Exactly. Absolutely.
And NAC supports healthy mitochondrial function. And this is every time I hear the word mitochondria.
I know. Cellular energy. The fuel for your cells, okay?
But every time I hear the word mitochondria.
Mitochondria. That's right.
Excuse me.
Yes, that's right. I want mitochondria.
I'm choking up over the whole
thing. Oh, summer. I know. Okay. It's a very emotional moment.
But mitochondria are, again, infinitesimally tiny little pieces of poof. Make energy in every little cell, which is a poof. And all those little cells put together create an organ, energy, vitality, life.
Life.
Okay. NHC provides valuable support for your liver and your kidneys.
That's what we've been telling you forever. And kidneys also, and yet you never hear this. You almost never hear this. But here's top specialist and reporting on all the medical and clinical trials and the leading thing used in hospitals across the United States for depressed liver and kidney function is NAC.
Oh, right. And when I was a kid, I had severe jaundice. I also had lung problems up to here.
You were born with that because your mommy didn't know it wasn't right to smoke during pregnancy.
Whatever, I did not have the nutrients to maintain healthy lungs and kidneys.
Right.
So I was jaundiced. I didn't have fingers in my hand. There was such urea in my system that my fingers looked like the rest of just a mass of yellow flesh. Okay? But by using the nutrients that I discovered many years ago, I've got rid of all of those symptoms and all of those health challenges. Okay. Supports your liver and your kidney. Get back to the article. It also promotes a positive mood and cognition through its impact on neurotransmitter levels in your brain.
Now, that's a new one to me. I have to admit. You know, I'm always learning about it because all of this wonderful, and again, all of these, McCullough is a reporter, he's an MD, but also reporting the medical and clinical trials, and supporting mood and neurotransmitters in the brain. I did not really realize that. That's wonderful to know.
Well, again, because it's helps to reduce the inflammation along with the pain power.
Absolutely.
Along with the pure fish oils that we have in Alive and Well.
Vitamin D3.
All those things help reduce the inflammation.
Yes.
And thereby increasing normal, healthy cellular function. Wherever the cells are, your brain or your heart or your liver or your little toe, the cells perform better, create more energy and life per cell with the nutrients than they ever could with drugs.
Yes, and you know, what continues to amaze me, and it keeps on coming out in the news, and Newsmax was publishing this because it was a big, big news, and doctors reporting on this, is that what doctors have used as a leading nutrient for I don't know how many decades has been the acetyl form of L-carnitine. It's ALC, acetyl L-carnitine.
Yeah.
And here it is, it's been the leader in Europe, acetyl L-carnitine for depression. They had reported this, that instead of doing the antidepressants, which don't work and have serious side effects, acetyl L-carnitine works in 2 to 3 days, said the doctors using it, with no side effects, and was much more effective than any drug with zero side effects. Now, they come out with a big thing of news that antidepressants, not the acetyl L-carnitine, which is a great nutrient, antidepressants, the drugs are linked to sudden cardiac death. Good
Isn't
grief.
That phenomenal, but it's profitable.
Now, this
it's
is, that I mean, that's why
the drug companies make billions of dollars on this stuff.
That's right, and here it was reported. This is just knocks me out, man. I can't get over it. When they have the nutrients and they won't even listen to the doctors in Europe that use the nutrient rather than this killing drug, but
because
always they don't give them money.
Because the nutrients help create new cellular life.
That's right.
And cure the problem.
Yeah, but they don't pay off the drug companies.
The drugs reduce symptoms and call for a reorder of the drugs to keep reducing the symptoms, but they don't create the life within the cells.
That's right, and the antidepressants, this is again medical reports, antidepressants increase people's risk of sudden cardiac death, a new medical study reports. Now listen, people taking these mood meds, antidepressants, are far more likely to die suddenly from heart problems, and their risk rises the longer they're on the drugs. According to the findings presented just now in Vienna at a meeting of, and this is the medical thing, and all capitalized, the European Society of Cardiology. That's doctors. And here's the quote. Exposure time to antidepressants was associated with a much higher risk of sudden cardiac death and linked to how long the person has been exposed to these antidepressants, said the lead researchers, Dr. Jasmine Mujavik of King's Hospital at Heart Center in Copenhagen. Quote, Those exposed for years were even more increased risk than those exposed for 1 year when compared with people unexposed to antidepressants in the general population, she said in a news release. For the new study, researchers examined all deaths among adults in Denmark, looking for people taking antidepressants and people who suffered sudden cardiac death. Sudden cardiac death involves a person's heart unexpectedly stopping due to some heart-related problem. Researchers said in background notes. Can you read even about younger adults right here?
Can I ever?
Go ahead.
Younger adults usually suffer sudden cardiac death due to heart disease or an electrical problem within the heart, while older people often fall prey due to clogged arteries, researchers said. Overall, people who'd been taking antidepressants for 1 to 5 years had a 56 increased risk of sudden cardiac death.
Stop right there. People who'd been on these, whatever the age, for 1 to 5 years on the antidepressant had a, 56% increase in sudden cardiac death. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Which more than doubled the risk if they'd been taking the drugs for 6 or more years.
100% greater than.
And then you double it by taking it 6 or more years.
Unbelievable.
Okay?
That's
if you make it through the first 5. However, the risk posed by antidepressants appears to affect younger people more than older people.
Oh my gosh.
Says the research. Results show that younger adults, 30 to 39, were 3 times...
300%.
3 times more likely to suffer sudden cardiac death.
300%.
If they'd been taking antidepressants for 1 year or up to 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And 5 times more likely if they'd been on the drugs for 6 years or more.
500% greater sudden cardiac death. Did you hear this?
In a young person.
In a young person. Nothing could be more... Nothing.
Age was not a factor. Likewise, middle-aged folks 50 and to 59 had a doubled risk for 1 to 5 years of antidepressant use and a quadrupled risk for, turning the page, 6 or more. Good God Almighty. And seniors 70 to 79 had an 83 increased risk for 1 to 5 years and a doubled risk for more than 6 years on the drugs researchers report.
Okay.
It goes on and on.
And who can even know? It is so shocking and so terrible. You need to do the nutrients. And there are all kinds of reports that come out. We can't get everything in one show, but we'll certainly keep standing about the healthy things, about plant compounds increase. We'll be getting into that. Remember to come at Alive and Well. Alive and Well, okay? Alive and Well. Because Alive and Well is there for you. You can eat that wonderful organic foods. You can call the 877-4950. Our store number, easy to remember, 877-4950 for any one of our services. And you can call and have all of the foods ready for you. Everything ready. You want 10 people? You want 10 people and have it ready for them? Fine. Want it just for you? You want the smoothies? You want the soups? You want the vegetables? You want the combinations? You want everything ready for you? Just call and let us know. It'll be there ready for you.
If you want the highest quality nutrient supplementation, the Alive and Well brand is unsurpassed in quality, formulated by holistic physicians, available to you in all the products we mentioned during the show today.
Yes, we give you organic. We are Fanatic Organics, and we're there. And remember, we can cater your parties on this, too. We can have you going to the mainland. You have people that you love there. You can send nutrients. We'll send it for you. We'll have everything done, 877-4950. And remember, again, Dennis and I are not doctors. We're not claiming to be doctors. Nothing like that. But if you call the 877-4950, you want to sit down. There's never a charge with Mona or Dennis. A beautiful, comfortable area. Okay? We'll sit down and again, just go through what the facts that have been learned by doctors in clinical trials. Just giving you the information.
We are reporters, not doctors.
Not reporters, but make an appointment so that we're not sitting with somebody else or not being with somebody else or not there for any particular reason. 877-4950. Alive and Well is there for you. And that was the original message so many years ago, but that's exactly what we want. We want you to be 100% 100% alive and well. We are there loving and caring for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that optimum health is alive and well. In Kahului.
Aloha.